Everyone's going to say how poor England were and France were off their game, but I think there's something a bit deeper happening. I think the pressure of winning and getting the kicking game wrong, Victor, is a real problem.
Yeah, you could just see the stress that Borthwick was under.
If you go back 6 weeks or whatever, we're all saying France and England. And now this week it's Ireland or Scotland, you know? Whoever gets up's going to win it. That is so good.
Yeah, they've got a nice balance and a lot of South Africans in that team that make them play really well.
I thought I was patriotic, but you are next level, mate. Like, the whole world does not revolve around South Africans playing well and winning football games, mate.
You're getting that wrong.
It's helping them. Hey? It's helping them.
Right, welcome back to Rivals. And so we're all picking in this England-France decider. And that didn't happen, Victor.
Yeah, what a surprise. What a weekend. I mean, JK, you must be over the moon for Italy. What a win for them. And then Scotland. I must say, I'm a big France, believing where they are, what a great team they are. And well done to Scotland. They came out, their forwards stood up. And I mean, that back line, when they get on fire, it's just magic.
I think that, you know, everyone's going to say how poor England were and France were off their game, but I think there's something a bit deeper happening. I think the pressure of winning and getting the kicking game wrong, Victor, is a real problem. You know, I think the Italians had this great balance of kicking, risking a bit, running a bit, and I think Scotland were the same. They just thought, oh, well, you know, everyone's written us off. And that takes the pressure off a bit. And I think there was a, you know, I've been talking to Wayne Smith a lot about it. You know, this kicking game and getting that wrong, I believe, is so dangerous, especially at the highest level. Because if you kick away possession, you never get into rhythm, right? And if the opposition have enough, and the beauty about Italy, they've got enough game breakers now. They've got enough guys that will punish you if you're going to, you know, make some mistakes in defence. I think defensively, England, you know, when Minicello scored that try, the prop in the defensive line just did not come up. I mean, these are things that you don't see at that level. You know, and I was thinking yesterday about Borthwick, how hard it's going to be for him now, because one thing the English do, they do celebrate their successes in an exaggerated way at times, and then other times when they're losing and they need to show some fortitude, they get rid of the coach. So it must be a pretty horrible time in the UK at the moment.
Yeah, you could just see the stress that Borthwick was under. I thought in the second half, nothing was happening. I mean, he's sitting with a few game breakers on the bench and he just didn't go to it. He just wanted to stick with the guys on the field. And I was like, you're sitting with a Marcus Smith, you're sitting with a Pollock, these guys that can change a game. And he was just too scared to put them on. So that must be the pressure.
But can we stop talking about how bad England were? Can we celebrate the Italians? I mean,
that's what I said.
They outplayed them.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. That's what I said, Ricardo. I said everyone will look at how bad England played. And what I'm saying is I think they got it tactically wrong, and I think Victor's right. I think they're under pressure, and they played like a team that was under pressure. And scoreboard pressure is a real thing. Sometimes you can get sides that are on paper better, but if you can put some scoreboard pressure on it. And like I said, the Italians now, I believe, under this new coach, are playing the perfect balance of rugby. They're playing kicking enough. They're doing some cross kicking. They've got a couple of game breakers like Minicello. So you can't not play at your best to beat them.
Yeah, we need to talk about Italy. I mean, when they beat Scotland, we thought, yeah, maybe Scotland weren't on their game. Then they pushed Ireland really close. And I mean, now they beat England at home. So they definitely right up there now. And they want to compete with the best in the world. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see once they play the All Blacks and the Springboks where they get. But, yeah, they're a team on the up, and it's great to see.
I have a question for you, Victor. So do you think that it is both sides being, like, the whole competition being closer, or do you think, you know, France just, you know what France can be like sometimes, that you know, and England are under pressure, so they're not playing well? Or do you think the competition's way more even?
Yeah, I haven't seen France do that for a long time. Just having a bad game like in the old days. So it's difficult to say. The one thing that France did do in this competition is they went to a little bit smaller pack. And I don't know if that counted against them. If they had their big forwards bullying Scotland, maybe that would have worked. But yeah, on the day, they were outplayed. They came back really well at the end. But yeah, it was just too late.
That bonus point is going to be really important for them, you know, as they decide the Six Nations champion. But, you know, Scotland have really been the form team of the Six Nations, you know, apart from an early hiccup. They've played some amazing football and, you know, suddenly Gregor Townsend's super coach.
Oh, mate, but this is us sitting back. If you go back 6 weeks or whatever, we're all saying France and England. And now this week it's Ireland or Scotland, you know. Whoever gets up is going to win it. That is so good. Great for the competition. Yeah, look, I think I'll just come back to the quintessential first five. You know, I think he is just, when he's on his game, you know, it's very, very, very hard defensively. And people go, people say to me, well, what do you mean? Like, you know, you've got a forward pack that's competing and getting over the line, and then you've got him coming at the line, and his ability under pressure and under defensive pressure to make the right pass decision, and he's got guys running off him all the time. So defensively, it ends up on a one-on-one. Because he's just got forwards going forward, hitting the line. He's got an option on the inside and outside, and he'll pass it late. So what that does is it stops the defensive line. So guys can't rush because they're thinking, here he comes again. And I just think when he's on his game, they are a different football team.
Yeah, it's probably like Johnny Sexton when Ireland were at their best. Johnny took the ball to the line. There's always options, and he could make under pressure. You could make the right decision. So, but you have to give credit to Scotland's forwards as well. In the last few years, I thought whenever they play against a top team, their forward back just didn't stand up. They couldn't compete with the big boys. While this forward back of them, led by Piers Schoeman, of course, really did well. And then the other guy, is Tui Puloto at 12. At this stage, I think he must be very close to the best inside centre in the world. I mean, he takes the ball to the line, he runs hard. He also play those options with Hugh Jones running off him so well at the line. So, yeah, they've got a nice balance and a lot of South Africans in that team that make them play really well.
I thought I was patriotic, but you are next level, mate. Like, the whole world does not revolve around South Africans playing well and winning football games, mate.
You're getting that wrong.
It's helping them, mate.
It's Tuopolotu. Tuopolotu must be a New Zealander, mate, so I can throw him in there.
Yeah, maybe you can claim him.
I tell you what, though, Ricardo and Victor, the Super Rugby has had some really good rugby games.
That Crusaders Blues game was a hell of a game.
Yeah, but we've had some. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the Waratahs, but the Hurricanes were good. You know, the Hurricanes are now scattered with a lot of All Blacks, so they were very, very good. But I think there's some games that aren't so great. But the good games, Victor, I'm really actually quite happy because the good games are actually very, very good.
But there was an intensity to that Blues Crusaders game. You know, it wasn't just throwing the ball around. I mean, it was pretty physical up front. You know, Barrett played really well. So, you know, in the past, Super Rugby's been criticised for not preparing guys for the style of Test rugby. But that was a pretty intense game.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Ricardo. You're dead right. You know, the intensity, Victor, of Test match rugby, the intensity of getting up, you know, in a game of, you know, it might be against your greatest rival. But for me, that's what I've been impressed with. Like the Highlanders Crusaders game 2 weeks ago was just really intense. And it was an intense, you know, Victor, when you get a game and sometimes they're not high scoring, but they're just so much fun because they're so intense. So I've been really, really happy with the intensity that's come back into Super Rugby. And the All Blacks have come back in, you know, and I thought Bowden, you know, Bowden's first game back and he played 80 minutes. So that was good. But the Super Rugby's been good. And I noticed our mate Eddie Jones commented the other day, you know, because he's been bagging it a wee bit, saying it's not, you know, it's not the premium game. And so have you actually, Victor. You've been saying, you know, Super Rugby's not what it used to be. But it's been really good, guys. It's been really, really good. And so that gives me a bit of heart because, you know, we need to win a series this year in South Africa. So we need our boys, you know, considering that every great rugby player in the world at the moment is South African, you know, we need to make sure that we...
I still enjoy the Super Rugby. And when it's like, I mean, the Crusaders, the Blues, or the Blues, the Brumbies, and the Reds taking on each other, the old guys that were always up there that's won some of the series, it's always fantastic. So, yeah, I've watched a few and it doesn't look too bad. You guys, new coach, everyone is excited, everyone is fighting for spots in the All Black team. It's going to be an exciting year.
Can I ask you both a question? Looking at just the Six Nations teams or the Super Rugby teams, just imagine it was, you know, you were back in your playing peak, you know, for you, JK, that was a few years ago. If what team in the world, if you could choose to be playing in one team of the world, put your sort of pride and team favourites behind you, but one team, because of the style of rugby they're playing, what team would that be?
So what you're trying to say to us is we're not allowed to pick whether we're going to play for the All Blacks of South Africa.
Yeah, no, one international team, the style of rugby. What style of rugby would suit you?
France. You're not allowed to pick Springboks. Otherwise, I'd pick the All Blacks. You're not allowed to. That's one of Ricardo's dumb questions, right?
The style of play they play.
The Springboks. Really
yeah, All Blacks. Choose the Springboks. Choose another
team. The style they play.
I know you do. We picked that up.
I would pick France for a couple of reasons. I think that the All Blacks, because I'm going to name them because Victor always talks about the Springboks, the All Blacks in France have always had an affinity with how you want to play. And I think when the French play their style of rugby, I'll tell you a little story. I went when I was playing in 99, we flew to play Toulouse one night. And honestly, it was the hardest game of rugby I've ever played. It was like chasing shadows. They had that, you know, draw and pass game going on, and it was just an incredible event for me. First time ever I'd played against a French club side. So for me, it'd be France, just because I love the style they play. And when they play that, you know, that French style, I think it's pretty good to watch.
I actually had my worst night also in Toulouse, but not because of the flair that I had, but the physicality. Remember myself and Buckies were lying next to each other, next to the field getting stitches, so, and they smashed us that game. So, yeah, I think and I've said it before, I'm a big fan of this French team. I love the way Bordeaux and Toulouse are playing. So, I mean, they've got the physicality, they've got the flair. I mean, they've got, I'm a big fan of Jalibert as well at 10. So, yeah, I really do enjoy the thing.
Victor, that's a massive call from someone like you saying one of the most physical games was in France against Toulouse.
No, it was against the French.
Against the French. It was South Africa against the French.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, and who was physical?
The whole pack was just crazy. I don't know if you remember the Rasta Dumisani, he sang the our Volkslied, and he couldn't sing it. He was like rapping it, and we all turning around, what's happening here? It was just crazy. And then we got smashed on the field as well. That was actually at the N29 when we beat the All Blacks three times in the year. Then the French.
Need to bring that up, Victor. There's no context in you talking about getting smashed in France.
I actually think, you know, as a lock, obviously, Victor, you had incredible talent, but I think your greatest talent is your ability to get any conversation to the Springboks beating the All Blacks. I think that is an incredible gift, all mentioning the World Cup.
Well, it didn't happen a lot when I played, so I must enjoy it now that it's happening a bit more.
Who would you play for, Ricardo?
At my high ability? I think Scotland would be a great team to play for. I think with Finn Russell there, just the style of rugby they've played over the last few weeks, you know.
Here's something for you. Here's an interesting question for you. And I spoke to a...
You know why? I just want to say, you know why Finn's playing so well?
Because of his forward pack you're about to take.
No, because he gets coached by Johan van Graan in Bath.
Yeah, of course. why don't we realize that? I was talking to a couple of guys who will remain nameless who spent some time in Ireland, you know, at the highest level. And this is a question for you. He absolutely loved it and it improved his game because it was a little bit more relaxed. So they could still go and have a couple of beers and they still had
balance.
a relatively good management on their imbalance, I'll call it, Ricardo, because, you know, when you're a professional sportsman, there's no balance, that's imbalance. But I wonder if, you know, I wonder if at the highest level they're taking the fun out of it, you know? Maybe England just aren't having fun. I know fun's in winning, Victor. I know you're going to come straight back at that, but there is something in having a bit of a good time, still being able to go and have a beer and enjoy and relax yourself. You know, it's not about the alcohol, it's just about chilling and doing things differently, thinking differently about it.
So I know you don't watch the URC because we're traders, but speaking to Johan Ackermann that took over from the Bulls, and they really struggled, and then they went on tour, and they just decided the place needs to get closer. They had two Contikis every week after the game and on a Wednesday night. They had like a fine sessions with a few beers, and it just brought the guys together, and all of a sudden they're playing really well. So I think you can never take that out of the game. The guys need to focus, but they need to have fun. They must enjoy each other's company. And if they don't have that, I don't think they can go out and play for each other on the field.
It's the greatest time of your life, but you can get a bit, I don't know if you did during your career, Victor, but I certainly did. I got too serious on myself and tried too hard at times and, you know, looking after every rock to be a better player. And when I relaxed a bit, you know, I was way better. So that pressure on the players and on the coaching staff. And you need to – what is a contiki, by the way?
That's when you give the fine. Fines meeting.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How did you know that, Ricardo?
I just worked it out.
Good on you. Yeah, so for me, there's that balance, and I think you're right. It's really up to the coaching staff to take that pressure off and try and have some fun, I guess.
Hey, just before we leave, so we talked last week about Transvaal. I see Western Province has been in the headlines in South Africa, Victor. What's happening there?
That they want to take the Daisy or the Western Province away, make the Stormers. Yeah, so we pretty much like you guys, so we had the old Northern Transvaal, the Transvaal, Weerpeer, Free State, and then with Super Rugby, it got into like the four franchises. So in the URC, they always played as franchises, but when they played in the Curry Cup, they will go back to being Western Province, and now they want to take that away. And the old supporters aren't really happy with that, getting rid of Newlands and now the name Western Province. So they're not very happy.
Yeah, I think tribalism and traditionalism, I would love to go back to NBC, but I think that horse has bolted, Victor. But the reason I love Transvaal and Up on the Veldt is when we went back in 92, I just had the greatest time ever. Like, you know, I'm from New Zealand, and besides you guys being annoying at rugby, like you're annoying, and you're really annoying, Victor, you know, I went to a game park for the first time. And we were looked after by these amazing people, you know, and your country is just so damn beautiful and so rugged. And for us Kiwis, you know, we don't even have a spider that can kill you over here. You know, we've got nothing. And we're out there in the jungle, and all the guides who are, you know, rugby people, telling us we're going to Raki. You know, it was just just the beauty that's indescribable. It's still the greatest holiday that I've had with my family up on the Veldt. So that's why I'm still talking about, you know, the high Veldt. For us to go up and play at that high meterage, Victor, like it killed us. My lungs were burning, you know. It was crazy.
Actually, JK, just want to say he loves the Springboks. That's actually what he wants to say.
No, no, please do not misinterpret that at all, Victor. Please don't do that. But
yeah, there's
no.
The old Instagram clip. John Kuhn, I love the Springboks.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I just said you are really annoyingly good, which makes you really annoying, all of you.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you've come into our lives, Victor, because you've taken a lot of the pressure away from me of being really annoying.
Yeah, no, you're annoying.
Yeah. I'm helping annoying. You, Ricardo.
Yeah, that's great. All right, let's wrap. Hey, by the way, Trimby said he couldn't make it today because he's flat out. And I saw him on his own. He's got another podcast.
Yeah, he's IBS. Well, mate, he only comes on when Ireland win anyway.
Yeah.
And you probably don't think they're going to win this weekend, so he just disappeared.
Yeah, all right.
Wow, that would be – hey, is this true? Scotland have never won it?
No, they've
won it. Yeah, never.
Oh, not the Six Nations.
They've never won the Six Nations, ever. Are you sure?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they won it under my mate Gavin Hastings. I better text Gavin Hastings. I'm pretty sure he won it.
Yeah, no. John Leslie, that era won it.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Maybe they won when it was still five nations. Maybe it's just the Six Nations that they haven't won.
Yeah. Don't ask us questions we don't know the answer to, please. We look bad.
I'm sure we've got some Scottish people that'll come on and tell us.
Yeah.
I'll text Big Gav or Scotty Hastings, I'll know.
So in summary, JK loves the Springboks and we don't know.
Ricardo, that's not a joke anymore.
Cool. Right. That's the end of the show. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And,
aren't you asking who's going to win the Six Nations?
Well, you told me at the beginning it was either England and France. I said Scotland.
I never said England. I said France from the beginning.
Yeah. And France has still got the best chance.
Scotland, Ricardo. You cannot piggyback that.
I did.
You did not.
Go back and watch. I said that Scotland will win the Six Nations. And then they lost in the first game.
But they're there. JK, who are you going for?
I think France deserve to win because – I think they're consistent. I think them losing this week, they'll get up this week pretty big time.
Do you think England can upset them? I don't think so.
Yeah, I do. I think if France had have won easily, it would have been a higher risk just because that whole Latin thing. But them losing, you know, no.
Me too.
What about you, Victor?
France. I think they'll win with a bonus point and the point difference will pull them through.
Okay. The reason I didn't ask you who you thought would win is you're always wrong. So, you know, I didn't want to waste my time.
Is there a South African in the French side?
That might be a problem for them. So maybe Scotland's the favourites. I don't know. Maybe I'd change.
All right. We'll catch you next week and we'll find out who's chosen the right one. And I'm still picking Scotland. So I still have fun.
Enjoy. Thanks, guys.